Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Talks. Today, October 31, it's the last part of the report I did at Palermo with the sociologists and the social workers coming from different countries from Europe. Today, we will start with social workers coming from Slovenia, who work especially in the area of the non-violent communication in the society, with a feminist approach, but obviously with integrating the men in the method. You could listen after that to interviews I recorded with two social workers coming from Austria and Italy. They were born both in Africa and became, through their own experience, the cultural mediator for their community and generally for the migrants in the country where they are living now. Between these both interviews, you will listen to a French street social worker from Marseille. He will share with us his first feeling after working with sociologists. We will finish the interview with the French partner who is sociologist inside the structure Eurocircle at Marseille. She explained her work and gave the main lines of the project until the final conference at Berlin in February 2009.
Today we are June 11th. We are in Palermo in Sicily and I am with
Robert Miklaucic
and
Mariana Podkraski.
And where are you from?
Are you from Slovenia?
Yes. Which town?
In Ljubljana.
Yeah.
From Ljubljana, Slovenia.
Yes. And in which structure are you working?
I'm working in Association Nonviolent Communication.
Yes. And with you?
We are colleagues. Within organization, I was for a year fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But since a couple of weeks ago, I'm taking over the preventive program of the association.
Can you just say in a few words the principal main line of your work?
The main principle of our work would be to spread, with these workshops, we are trying to spread the information to the children and youth in Slovenian primary and secondary schools that violence is the behavior that we are not born with. It's something that we learn and that everybody can learn, every single person can learn non-violent communication. That's what we are trying to achieve with our workshops that we are doing. Also that violence is always responsibility of a person who is who is acting violent, but also we are trying to create, that's what we as association believe, that believe in zero tolerance, so no violence is allowed.
Okay, and this morning you spoke about your feminist participation in this association?
Yes, because our association was based on a feminist approach of social work, which means that we try to, with every program that we run within the association, we try to empower the women, especially the women who are experiencing and who have been experiencing violence in their lives. So that's why majority of our programs of the Association Against Nonviolent Communications communication are helping women to either go out of the circle of violence, go away from the abusive or violent partnership or relationship. We run safe house for women who want to go away from a violent relationship. We also have our counselors in the organization have counseling for women who turn to us. They, of course, stay anonymous. They call us and they come to either one meeting or if they want to leave the abusive partnership, they make a plan with the counselor, what steps to take to go away from the abusive relationship. And we also encourage women to get back the control of their own lives.
And what happens with the children when the woman go away from home?
Usually the woman takes the children with her if she wants. And the safe house is for women and children, because we believe that children who are together with their mother in a violent, abusive relationship. They are also persons, people who experience violence at the same time.
And you work with men, I heard.
My colleague Robert works with men. He works with. He is running a group called Training of Social Skills for Men Who Behave or Behaved Violent. This group is meeting once a week in the office where the association is. The method of the work with this group is user's perspective. That means that Robert, my colleague who is running the group, is leading this group as somebody who was perpetrator of violence in his life. And he is now, through this experience and the consequences that this violent behavior brought him to, he's using this method of leading this group.
You spoke about non-violence in the communication. Did you learn to the people, did you teach to the people how to be non-violent?
We are searching for the alternatives within the workshops for children. We promote non-violence, even though we know that this is a very provocative and challenging subject, and it evokes many emotions, and it's very challenging at least to discuss this within, especially within the preventive work that we are doing. So children and youngsters get a chance to recognize other alternatives to violent behavior that is a base of the society.
Okay. And a word to finish about your feeling after this 2 days meeting in Palermo?
It's quite short. I realize that organization that we are coming from, we have very very structured theoretically, because we are questioning as organization and individuals who work the violence and response to it every day within our work. But that's why we have the principles that we stick to. And we don't want, but we all strongly believe that non-violent communication is not something that is inferior to violence. And it should not be response to violence, but something that is existing as a state of mind, state of acting, and it's not something static, it's something that is dynamic, although it seems in relation to violence, it sounds non-violence something static, but we believe that it's much more dynamic than violence.
Okay, thank you a lot.
You're welcome.
Today we are June 12. I am in Sicily at Palermo with
Levinas Moha. I come from Graz, Austria.
What is really your job in Graz?
My job is I'm a social worker with special relation to migrants, children, migrant youths, and families. And our main area is violence prevention.
What was your favorite moment during these 3 days?
The close of today, it was a wonderful thing because the exercises we did reminded me of my position, reminded me of my journey, myself and my migrants, yeah, in Austria. Reminded me really about my history. So I got in touch with my person. This was very emotional for me. Because it also touched to issues that are not freely discussed in the public when you talk about racism, discrimination, and things like that. So it was a wonderful thing today, yeah? And to round it up with this get-together in the evening where other people came in, and again with some music from Africa, I really enjoyed it.
And with the game we've made this afternoon, with yes or no, can you explain a little?
Yeah, this game with yes or no, for me, it was very, 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 very challenging because sometimes it is difficult for me to say yes or difficult to say no. because the things are changing. Yeah, the conception of life is changing.
Can you remember a question?
Yeah, I can remember a question. One of the questions was. Have I been addressed as a woman, for example? This is what's very moment when I remembered my childhood days when I was going to school and want to go and steal peers as young boys, and I would tell my colleagues, "No, I don't want to do that," and they say, "You are a coward. You are a woman." So the conception of a woman who is a coward does not want to take a risk. But it's in a different form. Or just like I said, I explained to the colleagues when I wanted to go on some kind of leave, yeah, take care of the children, to stay at home, do some cooking, do some washing, shopping. And the colleagues from my country tell me, are you mad? This is a woman's work. Why should you stay at home and do cooking and things like that? Yeah. So I think this is the point. Yeah. That I was. That reminded me exactly the situations. It was very touching. It was a very touching moment for me. Yeah. Or the situation where the question, do you feel yourself to be a minority? Yeah. I so discovered myself in everything, even in this group, I belong to the minority. We have mainly whites. We're only two black men here. In my place of work in Austria, I'm the only black guy in a group of 35 workers. Yeah. In my studies, when we graduated, I was the only man among the women. There we have more than 45 women and only one man. So in my workplace also, I am the only worker with three children. In where I live, in the area where we live, we're only two black families among so many people living there, so many Austrians or perhaps Germans. Yeah, when we go to the church on Sundays, we are the only black family. So you find out in every facet of my life, we are just, you know, I'm just a minority, so to say, yeah? It's a wonderful thing, yeah, because I do not feel that. I feel free, I move freely. But one thing is very important. There are certain experiences, yeah? When people, molest us because we are blacks in Austria, then I begin to ask myself, where am I, yeah? Am I really integrated in this society?
How this thing can help you to work better in your job?
Yeah, I think it helps me to work better in my job because I understand the society where I live, the Austrian society. I've been living in Austria for the past 17 years. I understand the people, I understand their mentality, I understand their language. I have the contact with my culture. And that's, I think, one of the biggest, capacity that I can interact with the Austrians. I can interact with the migrant group, and when there are troubles, when misunderstanding or communication problems between the two groups, they call me in. Then I'll try to do a kind of mediation work. And this is also one of my areas, the areas where, as a cultural mediator, so I'm trying to build a bridge between the two cultures or different cultures in Austria. So my position, yeah, as a minority perhaps, gives me this chance, you know, to feel free. And in most cases, I try to get whatever I want to get.
I thank you a lot for your witness.
And it's a pleasure to meet you. Your contribution also fascinated me in the group. It was wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now I'm still in Palermo with
Thierry de la 13 à Marseille.
And
Marie d'Eurocircle, and I will translate what Thierry says.
What is your job in Marseille?
Quel est ton travail à Marseille?
Je suis éducateur donc à la DAP 13, comme je l'ai dit tout à l'heure. et plus spécifiquement éducateur de rue, à savoir que je travaille sur, sur un des secteurs sensibles de, du centre-ville, à savoir Belzunce, et que je suis missionné pour accompagner des jeunes de 11 à 21 ans.
I worked on a quarter in Marseille, in the center of the city, where I do street work with the young people and which are from 13 till 21 years old.
Can you give me an example of the, your best moment during these 3 days?
Est-ce que tu peux me donner un exemple de des meilleurs moments dans, durant ces 3 jours?
Les meilleurs moments, je pense que c'est l'échange qu'on a pu avoir entre les différents pays et participants. Ça n'a pas toujours été facile parce que par moment, eh ben, par moment, on est vraiment dans la confrontation et c'est difficile parce que les contextes sont différents, parce que les pratiques sont différentes, mais l'objectif c'était quand même de d'avancer dans cette nouvelle méthode et donc bon, moi j'en suis au stade du questionnement et j'ai envie de continuer à réfléchir dessus.
The best moment for me were the moment where we could share and discuss with all the other participants and then also to discover that new methods. And for me, I am at the start about that. I am questioning and I would like to discover more and to still be part of this project with the all other partner.
For example, can you imagine that after working with a sociologist, well, researcher in university, you are a social worker in the street, you can really improve your daily work?
Est-ce que tu penses que après, en travaillant en partenariat avec des sociologues, en tant que travailleur social, est-ce que tu peux vraiment améliorer ton travail quotidien?
Moi, personnellement, je pense que c'est toujours un plus dans nos pratiques, dans la mesure où, où on est souvent dans l'absence de réponse par rapport aux jeunes, notamment en ce qui concerne l'insertion professionnelle, la question des difficultés familiales. Mais en même temps, il faut qu'on arrive à communiquer avec... alors peut-être qu'on prenne le temps ou qu'on invente de nouvelles méthodes pour se rapprocher. On est des praticiens et on n'a pas trop dans nos habitudes de communiquer régulièrement avec des sociologues, avec des ethnologues. Moi, c'est mon sentiment, quoi.
I find it's always good to share and to discuss with people from sociology or researcher, because as social worker we have a lot of questions that are still without any answer, so we are quite happy and we want to have answers and perhaps proposition on new methods and concepts that could help us, for example, for a professional insertion or for familial problems, stuff like that. But also, it's difficult to communicate between researcher and social worker, so perhaps it would be also a good idea to try to invent new methods or new way of communication between us.
Okay, I thank you.
Elle te remercie.
C'est gentil.
Okay, now I am with...
Abdoulaye Ba, but they call me Lai.
And where are you from?
I'm from Senegal. I was born 40 years ago in Dakar, in Senegal. And now I'm living in Palermo, in Italy.
And what are you doing in Italy, in Sicily?
Okay, in Sicily, I'm working in many fields. I'm a social worker. But the main leading subject is migrants. I'm a researcher for BBGA and I'm a migrant expert in various projects in Sicily.
Are your own experience real advantage to work in this area?
Yeah, that's obvious that the experience before I gained it in various fields in various areas is very important to understand this, because for example, what I was saying before, they were saying that you have 100,000 migrants in Sicily. With the concept of intersectionality, that makes more visible what was invisible. You don't have to take a concept of the world, for example, migrants and migrants, 100,000 migrants doesn't have a significance. But if you say in this we have 60% of women, we have a large number, 40% they are minors. We'll have another aspect of the problem. What was invisible will be more visible, and then your policy will make success.
And did you work with Sicilian people, young people here?
Yes, I've worked many times with young Sicilian people. Young Sicilian people. But my first job in with migrants or with young people was in a center, a young younger center of aggregation. And there we had young migrants from three continents, Latin America, Africa, and Asia. And we also have young Sicilian boys. And what I noticed that the young Sicilians, they had more problem with Italian language than migrants. And it was terrible for me. That was a terrible terrible discovery for me. When I knew that they had more scholar problem, they have more problem to learn Italian language, and they had more social problem, because till the popular crisis, the popular crisis of Ballaro, Vuciria, they had many social problems. Many times the father is in jail, that the more parental family, and it's very difficult. You have a woman with boys, and the only answer she has to educate the boys is violence. And this is difficult, it's quite more difficult.
And after 3 days working in this European project about violence and how to prevent the violence, what did you find interesting with this work?
What was very, very, very interesting was the large panel of experts. We confront our views. There was an overview from the whole concept of intersectionality, violence prevention, gender mainstreaming, and so on. And we had so many experiences, different experiences from different countries, from different cultural background. And we are social workers. We have practiced many things in this area. And what is very important is to had the opportunity to confront our view. And it was very interesting that we learn from each other.
Yeah. And which group particularly you find interesting for you, coming from a country from Slovenia into Germany, French, and Germany?
Germany was interesting, what they say from Bremen. I was very, very interested in that. But I also was interested by the French experiences in Marsiglia.
Can you give me an example?
This physical training, they It's a way to link, to have a link with young people. Yeah.
Yes.
And I have done something like that when I was working in this center, young center. I was organizing a championship. I remember that I gave more results with young people before playing football and then doing exercise. And I was saying to them, yeah, before doing football, we will do exercises. And with that, I had a very nice result with some boys.
And what is your best moment during these 3 days?
My best moment was when we were confronting our views, and even when we were doing yesterday the fest, there was the music, we were dancing, it was a very nice thing.
And it was African people who play the music?
Yeah, this, and I know them. The African,
you know,
people,
them?
Yeah, they are friends, yeah.
Ah.
They are Victor, who is an architect, and he's also, by hobby, he's playing guitars and drums. John, and another friend from Mauritius. Yeah. It was wonderful.
But they are living in Palermo.
Yeah, living in Palermo, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'll record the music. We can listen to that too. Mm. I thank you a lot, Lai.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, nice. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Today is October 17th. We are in Marseille with
Marie Vitamère.
But you are a representant from Eurocircle. And what is your job in this structure?
In our circle, I am working on youth European programs. I give information to other organizations if they want to do European programs, and also I participate in different European programs, as Daphne is one of them, always in the field of youth.
What was your participation in this project, especially in this project?
In the piercing project, I am the French partner, mainly on the applied research part we are doing about violence prevention, first in the country, how it is, and then on a specific methodology about intersectionality, and to analyze a project which is done in Marseille.
And a concrete example, you are writing a method? What are you doing?
A concrete example, we wrote the situation in France on violence prevention. How is it? What laws are there? Which organization are working on that subject? What researchers are telling about this? And also about intersectionality. And then I analyze a specific method. I didn't do the method. The method is done by professional social workers working on violence prevention. I'm analyzing their methods with the intersectional approach.
And what is your feeling after this week working at Palermo?
It was a great week. It was very important because the first one where we were partners but also practitioners, so it was a very different feeling. And then it's starting of the summer, so it helps to talk together and have nice chat evenings.
But what is your best memory?
My best memory, I think, is when we had time at the meeting place for lunch or evenings, where we could eat all together, very good Italian food, and then get to know each other much better.
More seriously, what is the advantages for such meeting in your job in the next future?
The advantage is, I think we really understood in Palermo what should be the connection between practitioners and more researcher or theory makers. And we really understood where what was not good, what was still to be done, so that the end of the project could really be a good material for practitioners and not only for academics or stuff like that.
And now you are on the point to go to another meeting in Graz, in Austria. Can you tell me a little about the advancement of the project?
No, we are really working on the handbook. So we in Graz we will work on the material we want to put in the handbook and also on the technical side, how to make the handbook attractive and interactive for practitioners. And we will also prepare the final conference, which will be held in Berlin in next February.
And do you think to maybe ask the practitioner to have a look on this handbook before finishing it?
The practitioners will have a look on it at the final conference, because at the final conference, researchers are invited, or means two experts are invited, and then also two practitioners. And together they will look at the handbook and tell what is good or not, and then we can change it a little bit to make it better. And also, obviously, we will send the handbook first draft to the practitioner we were really working with. And I have to say also that the practitioners are making a part of the handbook, which is the method sheet. So it's kind of practical papers explaining how to implement a method, how is it working, how to do it on an intersectional way, and always about violence prevention. And all practitioners have been doing two or three methods, the one for the project we analyze, but we also have many different organizations who are doing that for us.
Thank you. I tried to interview during Berlin.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's the end of this big report about the sociologists and social workers who met at Palermo in June 2008. With a big challenge to try to prevent the violence among the young people. We can just wish them success with writing this handbook. I will record another podcast at Berlin next year. You can react with comments or questions on www.meltingtalks.com or www.piercing.eu. But it's really time for a little bit music. It was an African group who played for us a nice night at Palermo in Sicily. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Talks.